is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome to Entrepreneur Radio, the show that helps you, the entrepreneur, or you, the person dreaming of entrepreneurship, or just you, the person who wants to make things happen in their lives, get things done, inspire you to get up and make that thing a reality. My name is Jason Pfeiffer. I'm the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I'm actually the guest host of this show. Our normal host is Alan Taylor, but he's out on vacation, and I said, Alan, give me the show. I'm taking it over for a weekend, and I've been having a lot of fun doing it. And this episode today, this next hour of radio, is going to be all about something that is so simple, so fundamental to success in business that you may not even think of it as something that you need to work on. You may not have think of it as a thing that you need to grab a hold of and figure out, but man, do you. It's connections. It's connecting with people you work with people you know, with customers. It's about building that human connection because everything in business comes on top of that human connection. And listen, everybody does it differently, right? Everybody's got a different style of connection, and everybody's built different systems for connections. And that's what's so awesome about this subject. There's a million ways to do it. There's no right or wrong. There's just getting it right. And to start to show how versatile the idea of connections are, how everybody can build something that works for them, I want to play for you a little bit of a conversation that I had recently with a guy named Wade Foster. He's the co-founder and CEO at Zapier. Zapier is a software company based in San Francisco. It makes it easy to have web apps talk to each other. So for example, if you want to save an email to Evernote, it facilitates that. It's really helpful for small businesses. And their entire team is remote. And so they had to figure out a way of hiring people and making them feel a part of the team, of connected to everybody. And they came up with this crazy idea. And it was, every time a new person is hired, the company, will rent an Airbnb, bring that new person out, and have them hang out for a few days with the co-founders and anyone else who was recently hired.
You know, we were hiring about one person a month. And so it'd be like their first week on the job. We'd fly them plus their manager to the Bay Area, which is where the founders are now. And they would stay there together, and we would just work together, play games at night, go out to dinner together. Just generally a chance for us to get to know them, then to get to know us on a more personal level, which is more difficult when you're all remote.
And are the founders still always joining this Airbnb?
Still to this day, yeah.
Seriously? Every time that you hire a new person, you personally hang out in an Airbnb for a week with them?
Yes.
That is crazy.
Yes, it was a little bit. It's time intensive, but we figured out a way to make it work. And the reason we did this was because what we heard from people, you know, we took this advice, you know, as we were scaling up the onboarding, hey, what's working? What's not working? What did you like? What did you not like? To try and figure out, okay, how can we scalably onboard people? And one of the things that people liked was the fact that, hey, they met the founders right away. They spent a lot of time with them. They got to see that, hey, we cared about them as a person. We cared about their function in the company. You know, you're going to help us with X, and X is really important because of, you know, A, B, and C reasons. And they also just got to see, you know, how relatable we were, how down to earth we were. And that helped them be more comfortable interacting with anyone in the company, because we feel like to continue to innovate, you need to be able and willing to solve problems with anyone inside of our team. You can't say like, oh, well, that's the engineering team's job. They're way over there in this company. We don't talk to the engineering team, right? We want the engineering team to be able to talk to the marketing team, to be able to talk to the support team, to be able to talk to the design team and solve problems together.
That audio is actually from a podcast of mine called Problem Solvers, and we're going to talk more about that later in the episode, and I'm actually going to play you a full episode of Problem Solvers. But for now, I just want you to think about how wise that is. That crazy Airbnb thing, that would not work for everybody. It wouldn't work for me. It's just a lot of time, but it works for them. And that's the important thing. The connections are really about doing something that feels organic, that feels right for you, that feels right for the people that you're connecting with. That is the true nature of building relationships. It's finding something that works for everybody involved. And so that is what we're going to be talking about all hour. Connections, how to connect with people, how to make that personal connection that builds your business and your life and also enriches those around you. We'll be diving in deep, and I can't wait to get there. My name is Jason Pfeiffer, Editor-in-Chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and this is Entrepreneur Radio. We will be right back.
Get some heavy rest.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages.
What is best?
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Time. We don't use it very wisely, do we? We use it like a teenager spends money, just a mix of obligations and arbitrary decisions. And a company called Best Self is here to say, no, stop that. Spend your time better. Best Self's journal is designed to help people rethink their time, to treat it like a real budget, deciding where to spend it where it matters the most. Devote a little time to checking out their journal and other time-saving products. And you can do that at their website, bestself.co. I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host.
We are back at Entrepreneur Radio. My name is Jason Pfeiffer. I'm the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. And our next guest on this show, which is all about connecting with people, our next guest connected with me in a really random way. Turned out we went to the same college, though many, many years apart. Not to make you sound too old, Michael. But anyway, his name is Michael Gelb, and he is a world-renowned speaker and author. And his new book is called The Art of Connection, 7 Relationship-Building Skills Every Leader Needs Now. Michael saw me written about in our Clark University magazine and reached out only recently, and we talked, and I just thought he was so full of wisdom that he would be perfect for this episode. Michael, great to connect with you and have you on the show.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
So, Michael, the art of connection. I think that everybody thinks that they are in some way good at connecting, though maybe not perfect at connecting. But I'm wondering, for anybody coming to this with their myriad experiences and connections, what thing do you think is something that everybody might be overlooking or should look for more in how they connect with people?
Well, people's ability to connect, like their ability to listen, is something that they tend to overestimate. It's a bit like driving. Everybody thinks they're above average, and it can't be true. So the book starts out with a chapter called Embrace Humility, and we get people there by sharing with them not only the research that shows how common misunderstanding is. I mean, once you realize it's the default setting, assume you're not getting through, assume you could do a better job, then that awakens the curiosity and the passion for really understanding others that drives real connection.
And you have 7 relationship building skills every leader needs now. I mean, I don't know that we're going to have time to go through all 7, but let's say that you have established that humility. You realize you may not be connecting with people the way that you should or want to. What's step one?
Well, once you have that curiosity, it also really helps to understand that connection ought to precede any attempt to solve a problem. So I actually made up a Latin motto for this. And I'm going to make up a motto because I have a Latin scholar that I work with. He's a good buddy of mine. And I need to ask him the Latin for mottos sound better in Latin. So I'll do that on our next conversation. But conjungere ad solvendum, and it means connect before solving. So people tend to want to get to the problem, make the sale, talk about the issues before generating the rapport.
Yeah.
Before being in simpatico with the other party. And one thing I've learned in 38 years of consulting with organizations around the world on how to solve their most important problems, how to innovate, how to be more creative, you've got to get the people aligned. There's an energy shift that takes place when people have a sense of connection with one another. And then all of a sudden, ideas flow more freely. Solutions emerge more effortlessly. So connect before solving is another one of these core fundamental principles to bring into the art of connection.
And that's really valuable because people don't want to feel used. They want to feel like they as a whole are valued. And if you go to them just because you want something from them, they're a lot less likely to be receptive.
Exactly. This is the shift from a transactional, thing-oriented mindset. It's what Martin Buber called it. And 100 years ago, he wrote that our world was becoming increasingly transactional. And in the process, people were losing a sense of their own souls. Well, even he might not have imagined just how out of control that transactional modality might become. And it's only made worse by our electronic interconnectivity. So Buber championed what he called the I and thou. And what's so wonderful about it is he wrote about it in the context of awakening your own soul by seeing others in this more soulful, heart-centered way.
Yeah. Michael, wait. We got to hit pause because we're about to run into a break, but we'll be right back. This is Entrepreneur Radio with Michael Gelb.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
This report is brought to you by Express Scripts. For the 10,000 people who become Medicare eligible every day, choosing a Part D prescription drug plan is stressful, particularly when they learn choices made when first enrolling could have long-term financial impact. For current beneficiaries, reevaluating their plan is key to ensure 2018 coverage still meets their pharmacy needs. Rebecca Rabbit, PharmD.
There will be several updates to Medicare Part D plan offerings in 2018, so newly eligible and current beneficiaries need to start preparing now to be ready to enroll in a plan that best suits their needs. This includes creating a list of medications and local pharmacies and mapping out annual medical and pharmacy expenses. This information will make it easier to evaluate current plans and explore new ones when information becomes available on October 1st. Plan enrollment begins October 15th and it ends December 7th, so it's important to start early and carefully evaluate options to choose the best plan.
For more information and tips on choosing the right Medicare Part D plan, visit roadmapformedicare.com or medicare.gov.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host.
We are back. This is Entrepreneur Radio, the show that talks about how entrepreneurs get things done so that you can be inspired to go get things done in your own life. My name is Jason Pfeiffer. I'm the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I am having a conversation with Michael Gelb. He is the author of The Art of Connection, 7 Relationship-Building Skills Every Leader Needs Now, because this show is all about, this episode is all about connecting with people. And Michael, just before the break, we were talking about how important it is to build relationships based on a personal connection, not just based on, hey, I need something from you.
Very much so. Very much so. Because it will help you be much more effective. I mean, I've been amazed and delighted. I've learned so much from my clients over the years. I've worked with lots of folks who rose up and became CEOs of major companies. And they all had what Rudyard Kipling referred to as the common touch. And people tend to think of the common touch as, you know, a higher status person deigning to condescend to say hello to the janitor or the cleaning woman. But the folks that I've worked with, you can sense they have a genuine care and concern for other human beings. And what this does is lights people up. I mean, literally, you see people's day changed when the big boss comes and connects with them and talks to them in a way that is genuinely caring. And what that translates into is not just a lot more positive energy in a workplace, but people who are then way more engaged, way more involved, and care much more about what they're doing.
You know, I think that that is, well, first of all, such a great point, and you can think back to leaders, politicians, but also leaders of companies that that I've worked at where they're really great at that and they become beloved. And I wonder, Michael, what you think is the root of that, which is to say, some people are born with it, but can people learn that? Can they learn to be genuine like that? Because not everyone may be, but it's such a valuable leadership skill.
Yes. That's why I wrote this book. And it's not easy and it's not superficial. So many approaches to this, you know, teach you how to have a firm handshake or whatever. That's not going to do the trick. You can't fake the body language of empathy and sincerity. You have to, if this doesn't come naturally to you, you have to work on your self-awareness. You have to become aware of your tendencies and proclivities. And I aim to guide the reader how to cultivate these. Well, you know, there's actually a research-based way of referring to these HQCs is the little acronym that Professor Jane Dutton created for high-quality connections. And her research shows that when people make high-quality connections in the fleeting, everyday connect with the person when you walk into the office, say hello to the other folks in the elevator, even you know, outside of the workplace. I tell a story in the book about checking out from the grocery store, and the person at the cashier was not meeting my eyes and not making a connection and didn't ask me if I found everything or how my day was because he was obviously having a crummy day. And I found a way just to connect with him. I made him laugh about one of the impulse items they had on the way out. And he smiled, his face lit up. And I don't know, I think it helped him, but it just absolutely made my day. And part of the point is learn to cultivate these HQCs, these high quality connections in these seemingly unimportant everyday interactions. And that's part of how you invest in that ability to connect with others in the seemingly much more important relationships, business meetings, your kids, your spouse, and so on.
You know, I love the point that you made at the end of that that story at the supermarket, in that the connection that you made may have been even thought of originally as for the benefit of that other guy, but it also helped you too. That these connections go both ways. That when you go out and you try to connect with somebody, that it gives you something. It makes you feel better.
They've done this study. I talk about it in the book. It's up in Massachusetts. It's been going on for four generations. It's currently run by this gentleman named Waldinger, who's also a Zen priest as well as a PhD psychologist. And they studied men, Harvard undergraduates, and guys in Roxbury. And they asked them four generations ago, what's most important in life? And they all said things like money and success and position and so on. Well, the study concludes so vividly that the one most distinctive point that will make your life successful, that will make you live longer and experience more abundance of energy, health, and happiness, the one thing is a sense of connectedness. More than any other quality, more than your position, more than your money, more than your influence, it's your sense of being connected to others that determines happiness, determines health, longevity, and by the way, the thesis of this book is that it's a key to effective leadership, because then people want to work for you, they want to do whatever it takes to help create an entrepreneurial vision and make it real.
It's so simple, but so important, and often the most important things are really the simple stuff that we're overlooking. We are out of time, Michael, but I really want to thank you. Your book, The Art of Connection, 7 Relationship Building Skills Every Leader Needs to Know Now. This is Entrepreneur Radio. My name is Jason Pfeiffer, the Editor-in-Chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and we will be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages.
The Craftsman C3 19.2-volt 3-speed impact driver boasts 3 user-selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low-speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
decompression sickness, DCS, diver's disease, the bends. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain what it is and how divers avoid it next. Scuba
Radio. This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The simple joys of walking, dancing, and swimming can be taken from you by paralyzing bends after a dive. Your risk is affected by dive depth, time and ascent rate, your body composition, and health. You can reduce your risk by taking care of your health and diving conservatively within the limits of your dive training. Don't let your fear of the bends keep you out of the water, but be cautious. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
This is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host.
We are back. My name is Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and this is Entrepreneur Radio. And all hour, we have been talking about connections, because relationships are really what drives businesses. Relationships with employees and with customers and with investors, relationships are what matter most. And so next, what I want to do is something really special and different. I want to play for you a full episode of a podcast that I host called Problem Solvers, because there was an episode recently that just is so perfect for this subject matter that we're talking about. It's all about connecting with a group of people who it's really hard to understand, and that is, crazy enough, your own customers. What do they think? What do they want? How do you know? How do you talk to them all at once? A woman I spoke to recently went through that. She didn't understand her customers at first, and she had to go through quite a change in order to get there. And once she did, she found great success. And so I thought that there was no better way to tell you her story than, frankly, just to play the entire thing. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break and pay some bills. And then when we come back, I'm going to play for you the full episode of Problem Solvers, and you can see how connecting with customers works. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages.
Black and orange stray cats.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now. Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You might not know everyone in your community, but if you did, you'd see that people in recovery from mental and substance use disorders are all around. Reach out for support and begin your recovery journey. Join the Voices for Recovery. Strengthen families and communities.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referrals for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Is Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host.
We are back here at Entrepreneur Radio, and you know, I don't want to waste any more time. I want to get just into what I promised a second ago I was going to do, which was play for you a full episode of my podcast, Problem Solvers. And this story is all about connecting with your customer, understanding them. Okay, here we go. So here's a really tricky question. What happens when a customer doesn't share your vision? It's a hard thing to contemplate, right? It's like an existential question. You get into business because you have this vision, and this is the thing that excites you, the thing that you want to share with the world, the thing that makes all the craziness and loneliness and sacrifice of a business worth it, because you have this thing inside of you, this creative inspiration, and you just want to express it through your business, and you know people will love you for it until, well, they look at this thing you're expressing and say, I don't get it. And then what? What do you do? I want you to meet Shira Burke because she knows this problem well. She created a brand called Goody Girl Cookies, and when customers tasted those cookies, they loved them. But they weren't buying them off the shelf, not the way that she needed them to. Like, she had what was a great product. She just knew it was a great product. She saw the people love it, but something wasn't connecting. And so to solve this problem, she had to make some uncomfortable decisions because this cookie brand is something she really poured her soul into. I mean, the logo is a photo of her daughter. This brand is her, and yet something had to change.
It's been a process and it's been a struggle because it's giving up a little bit of the creativity. My daughter, who is on the front of the package, screams at me every night when I come home and tell her that we changed something. She's like, you're totally giving in. You're totally losing your creativity. It's like every other cookie now, you know, and I'm just like, well, it's not selling.
So today we're going to tell the story of Shira and Goody Girl Cookies and how Shira learned to give up a little of her creativity in order to connect better with her customers. It's a hard emotional trade-off, the kind of trade-off every entrepreneur has to make at some point or other. And for Shira, it's been a difficult but worthwhile one. Her line of gluten-free cookies is blowing up now. She's doing about $3 million in sales a year, and you can find Goody Girl in Walmart, Starbucks, Fairway, Whole Foods, Publix, basically a lot of the places you'd go looking for cookies. So how'd she figure it out?
Well, first you need to know how she built the company in the first place. Shira didn't start out in the food business. She spent 15 years working in PR and the music industry, and then she left to pursue a new career and dreamt of starting a food company, but she had a problem. She had no idea what to make.
I had soup in my head, I had salad, I had cookies, biscotti, popcorn. Like, I was thinking of all these entrepreneurial things that were all great recipes that I created myself, and they were all very unique and unusual. But you can't launch soup and popcorn at the same time.
And while this is going on, Shira is taking her toddlers to a nursery school in Manhattan where she lives. And she noticed something. This school has a lobby where a lot of parents are just sitting around waiting for their kids to come out. And these parents have money and they're hungry and their kids are hungry. And this was an opportunity.
I went to the head of the organization and said, look, there's all these people here. They're waiting. They're sitting. They have nothing to do. Would you be open to my opening a restaurant in the lobby?
And the guy says, sure, as long as we don't have to spend any money on it. No problem, Shira says. So she sets up and starts selling all sorts of snacks to see what's popular. And the winner was very clearly cookies. Like, one of her cookies became so popular with parents that the neighborhood newspaper wrote about it. And then one day, one of the parents says, hey, my daughter can't eat gluten, so can you make a gluten-free version of that cookie everyone loves? And truth be told, Shira had never even heard of the concept of gluten-free. But she loves a challenge, so she said, sure.
I spent thousands of dollars on flour, because if you're a gluten-free baker, you know that there's hundreds of flours that you could mix together that are gluten-free.
And eventually, Shira came up with something. It was a gluten-free quinoa chocolate chip cookie. All the moms just go nuts for it, and it starts outselling everything else. So Shira thinks, hey, maybe this is my thing. But she didn't really know how to build a business out of it. So she spends the next few years basically learning as she goes. She starts calling other food companies in New York and offering them free PR advice. Like, you know, she'll write a PR plan for them in exchange for insights into how to run a business. And in 2012, when she sets up for the first time in a commercial kitchen, she just makes a total disaster out of it. I mean, at one point, she's taking tons of cookies home from her kitchen every night so that she can package them. And her neighbors in her apartment building send her a cease and desist because they think she's operating a business out of her home. So, you know, lots of speed bumps. But eventually she builds a great network around her and learns how to run a proper food business. And she begins to build her brand. And here's where Shira feels she's really going to shine, because she has a unique point of view. She's a total creative type. I mean, just so you get a sense of Shira, here's this.
Describe what you're wearing right now.
So I'm wearing a metallic gold leather jacket, metallic gold high tops, which are of a not known brand.
And what is it? You want to give it a shout out?
Bruno Bordese. I don't like things that people have. I mean, you know, you can't always have things that no one else has. But I just, in general, would never be caught with like a Louis Vuitton bag that said it on the outside. You know, I did go through a period where I did wear lots of Lacoste shirts, but as you can see, I've grown.
That time is over.
That was more like camp 1980.
You wanted your cookies to feel as original as you.
Yeah, I guess, yes. I mean, I wanted my cookies to feel like the things that I love.
So Shira creates this bright packaging with a kind of Warhol vibe to it. And the first four cookies she launches all have really fun names. Okay, you've got 1, Crunchy Chaos, 2, Peanut Butter Pandemonium, 3, Midnight Brownie, and 4, Quinoa Chocolate Chip. Okay, so maybe Quinoa Chocolate Chip wasn't such a clever name, but it stood out, right? And it wasn't just a chocolate chip cookie, it was different. And then she gets the cookies into some retail outlets, and she goes and does tastings there, and people come by and totally love the cookies. And in particular, they love Crunchy Chaos. It's the clear winner. So she's psyched. She expects Goody Girl cookies to totally stand out from all the boring competition with all their boring cookie names. And yet, something's wrong. People aren't buying. And some retailers don't know what she's up to. So she starts paying close attention to the conversations she's having with customers, and she starts to realize something. These names that she loves are totally confusing people.
Whenever we would test our other cookies, Crunchy Chaos, as far as taste, number one, but everybody asked what it was. Not one person tasted it without asking what it was.
Which, you know, is understandable. I mean, what's in Crunchy Chaos? Who knows? Apparently a lot of crunch and chaos. So Shirek changes the name of the cookie to Toffee Chaos, thinking that'll solve the problem. But it doesn't. As she researched the problem, she discovered that words she thought were playful and that made her cookie special could actually be a distraction or even a turnoff.
Chaos might be really cute and funny for us, like New Yorkers, when we think, oh my God, it's so chaotic. Wow, that's cute. But, you know, if you're a mom of five and you're going to the supermarket once a week and everybody's screaming and yelling at you and you have to get home to cook and you just finished, you know, you're working and teaching, then chaos is not a positive thing.
So here is where Shira had to accept the limitations of her vision. She wanted a creatively named cookie, and the public didn't. The public is walking down the supermarket aisle and has like 2 seconds to make a decision about which cookie to buy, and they just don't have time for her creative names. They're basically like, can you just tell me what you're selling so I can decide if I want it? And tough as it was, Shira had to accept that.
I wanted to be clever. I wanted to be ironic. I wanted to be fun. I wanted to be funny. And I have a very sardonic kind of New York sense of humor. And I felt like I wanted that to come through, you know, in the packaging and in the names of the cookies. But, you know, people don't care about me. They care about the cookies.
So she changed the name once again. Crunchy Chaos became Toffee Chaos. And now it is Toffee Crunch. And guess what? It's selling really well. And she had to keep doing this. Quinoa chocolate chip? Turns out that if you are not in New York or LA, the idea of quinoa in a dessert is a total turnoff. So she took the word out. I mean, it's still the same cookie. It still has quinoa. But now it's called chocolate chunk, and people like it a lot better. Peanut butter pandemonium just went away. She discontinued it. And midnight brownie is, well, it's still midnight brownie, although people have some strange, confusing thoughts about midnight brownie. Apparently, somebody recently asked her if it helps put you to sleep. For the record, it doesn't. You know, we often talk of entrepreneurship in really personal terms. I'm sure you've heard them. A person has a vision. They pour themselves into the business. The business is an idea come to life. And that's all true. The business is a product of its leader. And the reason entrepreneurs are willing to go through what they do, the craziness, the loneliness, the struggle, the sacrifice, is because they believe in what they're doing. They feel a passion for it. They really are their business. So a change like this can be hard. But for Shira and for lots of entrepreneurs, it isn't actually hard for long. Because just like Shira said, the point of all this isn't to sell you. It's to sell something that people love. You have to understand their problem, the customer's problem, and solve that. And when you do it, no matter how you do it, that's really satisfying. So these days, Shira is a lot more conventional. She used to draw up all these crazy ideas for new cookie flavors, but major retailers just weren't interested. So she's changed her approach there too. Now she takes pride in making the best damn gluten-free cookies she can, and she meets customers where they want to be met. Although she admits she still is occasionally tempted to try something wacky. When we spoke, for example, she was telling me about this gluten-free version of an Oreo-like sandwich cookie that she's making. And she really, really wants to call it a Good Witch because, you know, it's a goody girl sandwich. Good Witch. And she wanted to know what I thought of that.
I can get it. Right, because you're playing off of like the good witch, right, like good witch and bad witch.
If you saw it written, if I say it, you would get it. But if you see it written, you probably wouldn't get it. Because it's definitely.
No. Right. Because you can't do W-I-T-C-H. You'd be doing W-I-C-H for a sandwich. So I think I would see it and I would be like, good witch.
That was an episode of Problem Solvers, a podcast that I host. You can find it anywhere that you find podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, whatever. Just search for Problem Solvers. And wasn't that such an interesting insight into understanding your customer? You know, the problem that Shira had at first was that she was looking inward. She knew what she wanted. She knew what she had to offer. But she hadn't really spent the time to understand what the customer was looking for. From her. It's so simple when you say it, but it's so hard when you're in it. And that's the challenging thing about connections, isn't it? It's a simple concept. Just connect with somebody else. But to really understand what it is that they're looking for, what you can provide for them, that they will then like you, and you create that circuit that you need to build a strong relationship. Well, that's not as easy. It's not as intuitive. It really requires stepping back and thinking. And man, we could just go on about this subject for a long time, but I'll tell you, we at least have a little more this hour. This hour is not up. We are talking about connections, and we'll be back with more on Entrepreneur Radio. Again, my name is Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Stay right there.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Radio after these messages.
Baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-767-8958 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-767-8958. Again, that's 800-767-8958.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Why have over 3 million guys switch to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we make just one perfect razor with 5 precision blades.
Bing!
We own the factory and cut out the middleman. And sell our high-quality blades for ridiculous prices every day. Now we're dropping the ridiculous sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality and an amazing price. Visit Harry's.com today and use code 6363 to get a special trial offer. That's Harry's.com, code 6363.
Entrepreneur Radio. Now, here's your host.
We are back at Entrepreneur Radio. This is the final segment of the hour. We're talking about connections, how to make connections, how to find people that can be useful and helpful to you in your business. My name is Jason Pfeiffer. I'm the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. And for our last segment here, we are talking with Justin Klosky. Justin owns a company called OCD Experience. It's an organizing consultancy, as well as Series Fest, which is a festival of new television shows, where new television shows gets launched. And here's the thing about Justin and I. We grew up on the same block. I've known him since middle school. And it's so interesting because we were close friends, and then we lost touch for a while. And now we're in touch all the time as friends, but we also will work together in ways just like this, where I'll call Justin up and say, hey, will you come on the show? And it got me thinking that Justin's the perfect person to end this show with, because here we have this great balance where you know someone and they're useful in your professional life, but you don't want to make a relationship feel like you're just using someone for their connections or their whatever. Justin, I feel like you are really great at balancing those two things. You build relationships that work on all levels, and I'm wondering what your approach is to making the most out of everyone that you know.
You know, first of all, I can't believe it's been however many years and we're still bantering.
It's crazy.
It's so genuine. And I think I use the word genuine because people, as you get older and more successful, know genuinity. and they also know what fake nonsense is. And the relationships that you're cultivating are so important, not only on a level of truth and, you know, what friendship stands for you, but on a business level. And the smart business people and the people who have some sort of backbone in their own life are very particular on when they cross over and when they're using those relationships to better themselves. Because you, 9 times out of 10, if someone's asking something from someone else, it's gonna better themselves. So I do one of two things. I think about, well, how can this better the person that I'm asking something from, number one? And two, be very, 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 very particular on when you ask something from somebody, whoever it is, whether it's someone you just met who you're so intrigued by because they're super successful and you want what they have, or whether it's your best friend that you've known for 25 plus years and you need just that extra push or that extra favor to move something. You have to balance out what that's going to be, how it's going to affect the relationship, and of course, bring it up in a way that's not only professional, but makes the person feel like, as you said, they're not being used and they're just being utilized as a resource to help guide.
Yeah, that's really, really strong advice, because there is a fine line between feeling like you're helping someone out and you really genuinely want to help them, and feeling used, like they're only coming to you because you have something that they want. And if you cross over that line, it's impossible to go back.
It is. And, you know, you can take a look at my clientele, the people that have publicly testified for my businesses, and most people would be like, holy crap, why aren't you more successful? Why don't you have more money? Why don't you this? And it's because I don't ask my clients for anything. My clients ask me to help them. And if I were to ever cross that line, it would be for a damn great reason. It would be something so right. prolific that it would be worth it to step over that boundary. And honestly, out of all the people that I have fantastic relationships, whatever celebrity it may be, whatever dear friend it might be, I only ask for something if it is something that is so vital, that is so set, that is so thought out, that has a backbone that can't be broken, and then you feel substantial enough to make that call. And you got to be very careful on when you do it.
Yeah. Do you think it's like, is it the one ask? Do you have like one ask in you, or do you think like one ask every couple years? How do you parcel that stuff out?
You know, it really depends on the person. It depends on, you know, that one ask might lead into a relationship where you're building a business with somebody, right? So that one ask is definitely a good rule to live by, because it'll set a discipline for yourself on not to over ask something. But again, most of the people that you're going to be asking favors from or, you know, help from are really busy. Unless you're really, you know, on their mind every day helping them make some money and grow their business, they're not going to want to hear from you every day either. So just be very careful on when you do make that one ask, because that one ask can turn into something special if, again, it's thought out.
That's right. That is the beauty of connections, isn't it? It's about possibilities. You make the right connection and basically anything can happen. Justin Klosky of OCD Experience, thank you so much for joining me at the end of this hour. And thank you, the listener, for spending it with me as well. It has been awesome connecting with you. I hope that you will connect with us at entrepreneur.com, or you can find me on Twitter at HeyPfeiffer, H-E-Y-F-E-I-F-E-R. Believe it or not, I do read everything. My name is Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and this has been Entrepreneur Radio. We will see you next week.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. People are living longer than ever. The number of 80-year-old Americans will more than double in the next 20 years. And according to a survey commissioned by Welltower, a leader in healthcare real estate, seniors want to age in big cities. Thomas DeRosa, CEO of Welltower.
The 2017 Aging in Cities Survey challenges preconceived ideas and shows that contemporary city dwellers plan to stay put as they age. They want all the amenities that big cities offer, including access to good health care, transportation, cultural experiences, and places to gather with family and friends.
The survey of 3,000 adults in 10 big cities underscores the growing preference toward urban living. It suggests that, in the future, more seniors will choose big cities over traditional suburban retirement communities. 8 out of 10 city dwellers want to make new friends at age 80-plus and believe cities are the best place for relationships. Their top concern is loss of mobility and access to city life. For more information, visit Welltower.com.